He said, don't make it hard. We making it hard because we trying to do things our own way. We trying to figure out a better way. God said, do this. Well, God, can I do it tomorrow? It's hot out there today. That's not what he said. He said, go today. He got to pull us. He got to pull his people to church. He got to, he said, don't. He said, just come. Just come with me. If you just come with me, everything will be all right. That's all he asking. He said, just come. It'll be all right. He don't want to have to pull you. I know my husband, sometimes he'll go with me places, but he don't want to go. And sometimes he go, I wish he stayed at the house because he just don't want to be there. But, you know, it's a marriage thing. But anyway, but anyway, sometimes that's how we are with God. We struggle. We complain. We try to reason with him. There's no reason with God. It's either black or white. There's no reasoning with God. He said, come with me. Don't let me have to pull you and tug you. Come on. Come on. He's just saying, come on. Come on. Come unto me. Come unto me. I got everything you need. Come unto me. If you're burdened down, come to me. If you're sick, come unto me. If you need finances, come unto me. If you need a husband, come unto me. If you need a wife, come unto me. He said, come, whatever you need, I got it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't let me have to pull you. Don't let me have to prime you. And really, you know, if he have to do that, if he have to pull you and prime you, he just gonna let you go. Now, he ain't gonna turn his back on you, but he gonna let you go. You know? And we tell ourselves we're going to go when we get ready. Well, there's a lot of folks have lost their fight and life in that in between, waiting on them to get ready, waiting. Well, I'm going to wait till next time, waiting till he gives us chance after chance after chance. Well, you know, they waiting on that 36th chance. But on 35th, they lost it. So it's not promised to you. It's not promised. He wants us to come now. He wants us to come now. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. If we try to figure out the plan for our life without submitting to him and allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us and digging into the word, we're just wasting our time because he is a God of order. He don't waste his time. He don't waste his time trying to teach us a lesson. He don't have to do that. We do that to ourselves. That's not him. God never have to teach us a lesson. Now, he allows things to happen. And pray you learn something from that one time. I mean, he wants you to learn something from it, but he does not have to teach us a lesson. He does not. It says he just allow us to just keep everything till we keep, you know, just keep building up stuff till we get tired. We just keep doing what we want, and he just let us go because he's not going to snatch you. He's not going to pull you. Like he said, he wants you to come. He's not going to keep pulling on you. When you pull it and you holding somebody and you pulling, and they're going to weigh you down. They're going to weigh you down. And it's just like a ministry, just like this ministry. If you kicking against the pastor because you want to do things your way and you think it should go this way or that way, well, you weighing him down. You weighing the ministry down. Because if you're not fully committed to that ministry, you're weighing it down. You're no benefit. You're no benefit to God when he's pulling on you, trying to get. Now, he gave you every opportunity, and the door is open, and he is right there. But he's not going to run after you. He is not going to run after you. He made everything available. When somebody comes, when you go out and speak the word to a person, God has sent that person. He's made every avenue available. He sends out workers. He sends out his word in so many different ways. Like I said, we got the Bible on our phones. We got the Bible. We got everything. Everything is it's available. It's available, but it's your free will to tap into it. It's your free will to accept it. It's your free will. Because like I said, if he had showed a lot of us the plan that we had to go through to get to where we are, we wouldn't have made it. We would have stopped in the middle of it. We wouldn't have made it. I'm almost finished. I was reading in Acts, and Paul, you know, Paul was changed after he had persecuted the Christians. And when he gave his life to Christ, Paul gave his life to Christ. He gave his life to Christ. And when they tried to kill him because, you know, he did all he did and they couldn't believe. And then when he started serving God, well, they wanted to kill him. So, you know, when they rescued him out of jail and he escaped in the boat. And he got on the boat. The boat shipwrecked. Now, I don't know about y'all, but when the boat shipwrecked, and I read somewhere where they said he might have been floating on a piece of boat, a piece of rubble. He might have been floating on just a piece to get to the land. Now, I don't know about y'all, but when I get to the land, I might have said, well, you know, Jesus, okay, I made it to land. I see you next time, because this is far as I'm going. But Paul didn't quit. He stayed on the island. He built a fire. Snake attached itself to his hand. Attached. It didn't bite him. It attached itself to him. Now, I don't do snakes either. So, you know, I got to go. I'm out of here. But Paul,